Welcome to a special edition of 1010 Thrive, part of our series, Jesus in Every Book of the Bible.
At its greatest extent, the northern kingdom of Israel encompassed an area north of the kingdom of Judah, reaching from the Galilee region in the north to the border regions with the neighboring kingdoms of Aram and Ammon. Its most famous cities included Samaria, Tizah, Jezreel, Megiddo, Shechem, and Bethel. The southern kingdom of Judah consisted of the tribes of Judah and Benjamin, with Jerusalem as its capital. It occupied the southern region of the land of Israel, with its borders generally extending from the territory around Beersheba in the south to parts of the coastal plain in the west. Other notable cities besides Jerusalem and Beersheba were Hebron, Bethlehem, Lachish, and Debir. In the north, Bashasha, a well-regarded military commander, rose to power through a coup. He assassinated King Nadab, the son of Jeroboam, and established himself as the new ruler of the northern kingdom. His ascent to the throne marked the end of the brief reign of Jeroboam's descendants, fulfilling the prophecy against Jeroboam's dynasty, delivered by the prophet Ahijah. Bashasha's rise to power likely involved political maneuvering and military support from loyal followers. Once in power, Bashasha faced several challenges, both internally and externally. He engaged in ongoing conflicts with the southern kingdom of Judah, particularly under the reign of King Asa. These conflicts involved territorial disputes and military campaigns along the border. Bashasha managed to capture several cities along the border, including Ramah, which he fortified as a strategic defense against Judah. These conflicts with Judah likely impacted Bashasha's reign, shaping his policies and decision-making. Bashasha continued the idolatrous practices initiated by Jeroboam, perpetuating the worship of golden calves in the cities of Bethel and Dan. This departure from true worship drew the ire of prophets who condemned his actions and warned of divine judgment. The prophet Jehu, son of Hanani, delivered a prophetic rebuke from God, predicting the destruction of Bashasha's dynasty due to his sinful actions.
Because of your grievous sin, your dynasty will suffer the same fate as that of Jeroboam's house. Any male in your line who dies within the city will be devoured by dogs, and any who dies in the fields will be eaten by birds.
This prophecy was ultimately fulfilled in later generations. As the son of Bashasha, Elah inherited the throne and became the new king of Israel. His reign was relatively short-lived, lasting only 2 years. During this time, the biblical accounts present a grim picture of his leadership. Elah continued the sinful practices of his father and the previous kings of Israel. He followed the path of idolatry and wickedness, forsaking the worship of Yahweh and further perpetuating the golden calf worship established by Jeroboam. Dissatisfied with Elah's leadership and perhaps motivated by personal ambition, Zimri, one of the king's military commanders, conspired against the king and assassinated him. This happened while he was staying at the home of Arza, his steward. Zimri's actions allowed him to seize control of the kingdom, becoming the next king of Israel. Zimri's reign was plagued by internal conflicts and challenges to his authority. One of his prominent rivals was Omri, another military commander who was stationed in the region of Gibbethon. Omri led a rebellion against Zimri's rule, gaining the support of the army and the people. The division within the kingdom led to a power struggle between Zimri and Omri, resulting in a series of violent confrontations. In an attempt to consolidate his power and prevent Omri's advancement, Zimri took the drastic step of setting fire to the royal palace with himself inside. The king did not survive. Following Zimri's death, the kingdom faced a power vacuum, and the conflict between the supporters of Zimri and Omri intensified. The rebellion led by Omri eventually proved successful, and he emerged as the next king of Israel, founding a powerful dynasty that would rule the kingdom for several generations. Omri pursued a policy of diplomatic alliances to strengthen Israel's position on the international stage. He formed alliances with neighboring nations, such as Phoenicia, and sought to establish trade partnerships and prioritized political stability. These alliances helped secure Israel's borders and contributed to its economic prosperity. He established the city of Samaria as the capital of Israel. This decision had significant implications for the political and religious landscape of the kingdom. Samaria became a center of power and influence, and it played a crucial role in shaping the history of the northern kingdom. It also became associated with idolatry and spiritual corruption. Meanwhile, in the southern kingdom, Abijah ascended to the throne of Judah, following the death of his father, Rehoboam. The biblical accounts portray Abijah as a king who sought to maintain the authority and influence of the kingdom of Judah. In both 1 Kings and 2 Chronicles, we find descriptions of Abijah's military campaigns against the northern kingdom under the rule of Jeroboam. Abijah mustered a large army of 400,000 valiant warriors, while Jeroboam commanded an army of 800,000 men. In a decisive battle that took place in the hill country of Ephraim, Abijah delivered a passionate speech, invoking the covenant between God and the descendants of David. Despite being significantly outnumbered, Abijah's forces were victorious, inflicting heavy casualties on the northern kingdom's army. This victory solidified Abijah's position as king, and showcased the strength and resilience of the kingdom of Judah. Despite his commitment to the worship of Yahweh, the biblical accounts note that Abijah did not fully remove the high places and idolatrous practices from the kingdom. He ruled Judah for a relatively short period, reigning for only 3 years. According to the biblical record, he died and was buried in the city of David, and his son, Asa, succeeded him as the king of Judah. Asa sought to restore true worship and eliminate idolatry from the land of Judah. He removed the foreign altars and high places, broke down the sacred pillars, and cut down the Asherah poles. Asa also removed his own mother, Micah, from her position as queen mother, because she had made an idol for Asherah. Furthermore, Asa bolstered the defenses of his kingdom. He fortified various cities in Judah, and built up a strong army of 300,000 men from Judah and 280,000 men from Benjamin. These preparations were crucial as the region faced constant threats from neighboring nations. One of the most significant military challenges, during Asa's reign, came from Zerah the Ethiopian, who led a vast army against Judah. Despite being greatly outnumbered, Asa sought the help of the Lord, and led his forces to a decisive victory. Asa's faith, and reliance on God's power, resulted in a resounding triumph, and the spoils of war. This victory solidified Asa's position as a strong leader, and brought a period of peace to the kingdom. In addition to his religious reforms and military successes, Asa also focused on internal improvements. He encouraged the people of Judah to seek the Lord with all their hearts, and offered sacrifices to God. Asa's reign witnessed a period of relative stability and prosperity within the kingdom. Asa's reign spanned a significant period of 41 years, making him one of the longest reigning kings in the history of Judah. However, his later years were marred by a decline in his faith and trust in God. When faced with an invasion by King Baasha of Israel, Asa sought the help of the king of Aram, instead of relying on the Lord. This act of turning away from God's guidance led to a rebuke from the prophet Hanani, and Asa's reign ended with a period of illness and troubles. Rehoboam, Abijah, and Asa were part of the Davidic lineage, which was significant in the anticipation of the promised Messiah. Jesus, as the descendant of David, fulfilled the messianic promise of a king from the line of David who would reign forever. The reigns of Abijah and Asa highlight the importance of covenant faithfulness and loyalty to God. Asa's commitment to religious reform and his reliance on God's help in military victories demonstrate a desire to follow God's commands. Jesus, as the faithful and obedient Son of God, perfectly fulfilled the covenant and brought salvation to humanity. The reigns of Baasha, Elah, Zimri, and Omri highlight the consequences of disobedience and unfaithfulness to God's covenant. These rulers faced judgment and punishment due to their sinful actions, serving as reminders of the need for a righteous and perfect king, who would come in the person of Jesus Christ. Father, thank you for the faithfulness of Abijah and Asa. Help us to choose you, rather than the enticements of the world. That's our episode. Remember that God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full today.